go through the Tosfos and at least to identify the areas of Iyun, which we're not going to have time to pursue because I'd like to go further into the next part of the sugya. So, but let's again make some diyukim and at least set up some of the issues. So we begin from the beginning of the Tosfos again. Pirush HaKundus, the Sfirla LeRab Ashi, the Misa LeZeh V'Tashuma LeZeh Potter, Upolig Adirava, the Omer Perek Kamenes Sanhedrin, Poloini Baal Bas, Poloini Behuzman Erogan, the Mishalman Momin LeZeh V'Nefoshis LeZeh, Perish Momin LeBas, two different Kisois, Shirotu Lafsid La Ksuvasa, V'Nafshis LeZeh, Sha'oimer Shebo Aleho. So that's the Rashi explains that Rav Ashi is taking a position which Rava disagrees with, and therefore, according to the way that Tosfos understands Rashi, we have a machlekes whether tashlumin, whether komle bidraba minei applies to tashlumin lazeh umisa lazeh. All right, Tosfos says that that's a difficult position to understand. Im kain tik shalei l'rova ve'inire t'yichoshev achilos truma kriya shiroin momin lezeh u'nefoshev lezeh im kain tik shalei l'rova hod nan b'minich zakad v'hu shehidlik es agodish b'shavis poter b'mnei shenidon b'navshay v'haynu misa lezeh mishum shavis v'tashlumen lezeh mishum godish. So Tosfos now presents to us that in addition, that in the area of Komli and Rav Minei, of Misa and Momen, Misa and Tashlumen. So we have our Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis that gives us the source in Lo Yia Osin Onesh Onesh, the case of the pregnant woman. We know that our sugya of Tashlumei Kenas of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, excuse me, Abba Al Arayos. So there should be Abba Al Arayos and Iser Misa and Adin Tashlumen. So Kom Lev Rami applies. We know classic case in Bava Kama, Hamadlik is a Godish. And Hamadlik is a Godish B'Shabbos, Misa Tashlumen. Right? Just from the Mishnayis, we have our Sugya of Kom Lev Bid Rabba Mine. However, when it comes to the Madlik is a Godish, when it comes to the pregnant woman, so then there's one can debate as to whether the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Tashlumen are they Lezev or Lezev, right? When it comes to the Iser Erva and the financial Kenas, but when it comes to Madlik is a Godish, for Shabbos, there it's clear that Shabbos is a violation of Klapi Kudshabrichu, and the Godish is a violation of Klapi another person. V'af al pikein, that is a classic case of Kom Lei Bid Rabba Minei. So Tosfos says, how are we going to evaluate, how are we going to resolve that classic case with the Rava's case of Adam Zayman? Number one, Tosfos says that al korcho choshev misa b'tashlumen le'echod. It has to be that we have to say that misa b'tashlumen, and this is, in other words, finishing up our el al korcho choshev misa b'tashlumen le'echod ho'il b'leim eschay misa b'shvil odom el al l'shamayim. Rava will have to say, if Rava's position is that misa l'zeh v'tashlumen l'zeh is not subject to kom levit rabba minei, if Rava's going to argue with Rav Ashi, and the basis for Rava's argument in Rav Ashi is going to be the case of Adam Zayman, then Rava's going to have to explain that hamadlik es hagodesh, the reason that we apply kom levit rabba minei to that case is because since it is Misa, since it's the Mischayev Misa Bishvil Odom, El Shemayim, since it's the Rabbonu Shalom and Odom, so that makes it into an acceptable case of kom le bid rabba minei. It's only when it's two human beings that will say misa lezeh v'tashlumin lezeh. So, and that's what we explained, that this approach really sees kom le bid rabba minei as kom le bid rabba minei means the Rabbeinu Shem wins out. I have to be meichel my tainus moment when it's up against the Rabbeinu Shalom's chiyuv misa. V'ri rotzin liyashiv perisha kudris t'choshiv hocham misa lezeh v'tashlumin lezeh l'vishen shtei masim achilas truma ukriyas shiron v'chein ploini bal bita shol ploini heim shtei edius. So the V'ri explains that, again, a madlich es agadish is the gold standard of kom le bid rabba minei. It is a defining mishnah of kom le rabba minei, because and the area that Rava and Rav Ashi argue is they argue in a situation of a very specific kind of kom le bid rabba minei, and that's where you have two masim, right? In other words, the first teretz of Tosfos is that Rashi would have to say that the gold standard kol every day is a Kodesh Baruch Hu versus a person. Everybody accepts that. Rav and Rashi Yerchoylek, when it's kom lev and aminei, of a misa klape a person and tashlum klape a person. Right? So, next, the Ri suggests that Rav and Rav Ashi will argue when it's kom le coming from two masim. Right, Tzorech Iyun, what did the Ri? Why could the Ri not accept the first Malach of Tosfos? he defined in terms of two masim. What was the problem? So that's right now. I'm just going to define, and we'll see how much time we have. But that's an issue. Should Tzorech Iyun. All right. Next, Hayotze Misugyan, and it may be related. Hayotze Misugyan is from the Lashon of Tosfos, is that sometimes the Chiyuv Misa is Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baldin, and sometimes the Chiyuv Misa another person is the Baldin. Right? That's Hayotze from the Tosfos. That when it comes to Edom Zomimin, so the Muzomim are the Baldin and my Chiyuv Misa. When it comes to Hamadlik Esh HaGodesh and Machal HaShabbos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Din. All right? Good? Then Tosfos says, then he shows that when it comes to Zaymimin, it's Taka two separate Masim. Ve'ein Nira L'Rashba, the Omer of Yesu V'Kamadis and Edrin, Hevi Abal Edim Shizinsa, Hevi Av Edim, Beizimim le'edi abal, edi abal ne'rogim ve'ein mishal min momin. Chozar v'homi abal edim, beizimim le'edi av, edi av ne'rogim u'mishal min momin. Momin le'zeh perish le'bal shirotu lafsida iksuva, ve'nafshois le'edim. V'hosom al azoma achas bolehem. Rashba says that I can give you a case of edim zaymimin where it's going to be one masa, one edus, one inextricable edus. They're going to say imonu ayisem. I can't say, well, they could have said anything other than imonu ayisem. And the mele is going to yield momen lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. So you see that one masa can end up yielding two nidonim, all right, and end up being a case of where we will not apply kom le mid rabba minei, even from one masa. Therefore, minir le ben otam, the rabba davka gabedim zaymim in islay, the momin lo, and foshit lezev, therefore, in otam is choylik on Rashi, and says that Rashi was a mistake, Rashi's wrong. That Rashi should not have said it's a machlekes Rav Ashi and Rava. Rashi should have said Rava says Edom Zomim is an exception. You're right. Umiyo Why is that? Mishum debeinan sheteskayim azoma klafei kol echad. So Rav Natan explains, what's the Hezbar Dover? Why should Emzamim be any different? Mishum debeinan sheteskayim azoma klafei kol echad. There's a din. Kashe zoma la'asayis li'ochiv. Umiyu momen unefoshis b'chad gavra potter. However, if I can exercise hazama klape kol echad v'echad, but not klape every single taina I have against each one, so that's okay. Kevon de miskayim b'ksas hazama. Right, that's what this could be. Rabbeinu Tam's answer to the Ran's kasha, that it's an edus that you've created as an edus she'iyat toyochal hazima. That every time that you can apply kol lemid rabba minei, you've now disqualified this edus from being an edus shatayoch lazima, and therefore you should not be applying komle because you don't have a good edus. It's almost it's circular. But that, so Taisus apparently holds. But Natan says no. As long as you can be mekayim hazoma b'miktsas, and the Ran says no. Taisus says iyato yochol lazima. That means halachas of hazoma. No such thing as partial hazoma. There's hazoma. Kasha Zomam. So that's why that L'chora is one of the issues between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim as to whether applying Komle will undermine the Edus to begin with, and therefore according to the Ran, we always have to apply, when it comes to Hazama, we will never be able to apply Komle to Hazama, because it has to be an Edus She'atah Yochol Lazima, and Rabbeinu Tam says that we can accomplish that with Hazama B'miksas. Now, again, this seems to be a machlekes Rishonim over here. In other words, the Rishonim who didn't accept Rabbeinu Tam. So, what didn't they accept Rabbeinu Tam? The Rishonim who said that we have a raya from Hazoma which goes far beyond Hazoma, and it's a classic case. We have to resolve Rava's Hazoma case with the Godish case. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to resolve the two cases. Hazoma is an exception to the rule. And the Ri and the first Baal and the Rashba said we have to resolve it. That means that the Rashba and the Ri on one hand are arguing in a time on the other hand as to whether it is reasonable to say that Hazoma is an exception to Komle. Does Kashe Zomam La'asos L'yachiv, is that mean, is that the Torah's way of saying it's a Komle bubble? We will not apply Komle to this. Rabbeinu Tam says that's Poshut, right? And apparently the Ri and the Rashba say no. So that's, I think, a clearly identified Machlekes, which has to be explained. What's the Nekudas of Machlekes? Next. What's the Raya? The Gedi Somachloi, the Eved Kofosloi. The Tnan Potter, Umaikmina Perkins of the Regal, Bigdi Dechad, Vabdo Dechad. So it's Misa Lazev, Tashuman Lazev. And Rav, and there is a case where Rav is Moida, that we apply Komle. So we see that Rav does apply Komle in Misa and Mami. Now, question. That Misa, is that a Misa to the Rabbon Shalom or a Misa to the victim, the nirtzach? I have a ritzeach and a mazik. No? So based on this tosfos and the positioning of this kasha, what are you going to say? Go ahead.
It sounds like Rabbi Tam would say that's a misa with me adam, because otherwise he wouldn't bring a raya and call a misa to Shemai.
Right? So that means that Rabbi Tam is of the opinion that first, if Reuven murdered Shimon, when the Beis Din adjudicates whether we're going to give the Chi of Misa to Shimon, Is that a, that's not a chiyuv misa klapei shemayim, that's not a chilul Shabbos. Right? So that's an interesting nakuda over here. When Beis Din adjudicates a murder case, are they adjudicating a case between two Baalei Dinim, right? One's alive and one's Rachmanos Litzlan dead. Or are they adjudicating a case like Gilui Arayos? That's a bad example. Like Chilul Shabbos. Who's the Teveya? Do you need a Teveya? The guy with Chiyuv Misa. So L'chaira, this Tosus, it could be a machlokes between the Rebbe and Ratam. But Ratam is saying that this is an example of not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being Teveya. Right? Now let's go back to the Re. Let's go back to the Rajba. What did the Rajba say about this case? The Rajba says that if the two Baalei Dinim, one is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the other is the Abbas of Edom, so we apply Kom Levin Rabba Minei. Right? That's his rule. Two Abbas of Edom, so then we don't apply. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we do apply. Now I have Gedi and Eved. And we're applying Kom Levin. So what does the Re have to say? He has to say that what? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not the player over here. Right? Right? Here we are again. Here we're saying, Momi Lezen Afoshu Lezeh. Here we are applying Komle. Here we're only going to be Chayiv and Misa, Chiyiv Misa. Right? Right? So that means the Rebbe will have to say the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Baal Din over here. The Rajba, go ahead.
No, the Rebbe would say, it's one
Maisa. The Rebbe, but the Rajba. Sorry, the Rajba. Right? Was that why? That's the Lashon.
That is a case of Misal Zemo and
Rezeh. Right. Right, so what does it do with this Gemara? Right? Yeah. The Gdi Somach of Eved Kofs. The Lashon of the Rajba is that by Ritzicha, the Lashon of the Rajba, and Lachar, the inference of Rebbeinu Tam, is that when it comes to a Ritzicha, that it's two Baalei Dinim. And that's why I referred you to a Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the relatives of the Nirtzach are an Ogei of Adover. They are apostles to be Edom. So the Achronim say that Mordechai is based on this approach. That when a Beis Din adjudicates the Chi of Saif, a Chi of Misa, for a Reitzeach, so they are adjudicating between the Reitzeach and the Nirtzach as a Baal Din. And that's why the Rajba says that in that case we would apply Komle. Because we would not apply Komle. Because it's Misa Lezeh, Momen Lezeh. Misa Lezeh, and Momen Lezeh. But according to the... Right, and the Mordechai is consistent with that. It's Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu the Nirtzach. In other words, but the Ramban in Chumash says that when Zechi Ritzicha, we're not adjudicating between the Ritzicha and the Nirtzach. Because Baruch Hu said that if a person is a pasuk in Noyach is Dom Yedrosh, because Baruch Hu is being Dairish. Because Baruch Hu is Dairish Shabbos. Because Baruch Hu is Dairish Zor Shachal Truma. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is derish against the Ritzayach. So in that case, according to Ramban, we'd have to explain in the situation of a Ritzicha with an Isur Tashlumen. Again, we don't know how the Ramban holds on the score over here. But Lechayra, that would be a Nekudas HaMachlekes. You see from this sugya that Rishonim hold that the Beis Din's view is Ke'ilu, the Nirtzach is the Teveya. See, the Ramban doesn't hold that way. And again, we can't articulate the Machlokes over here in our case, but we see these two shitas. The Chorav, the Hezbollah, and Dover is that how does the Ribbono Shel Olam phrase, how does the Ribbono Shel Olam want us to view the case against the Rotzeach? Does the Ribbono Shel Olam want the Beis Din to see it as Dome in the Ed Rosh, or as Nefesh Tachas Nefesh? What's the Beis Din's attitude? Is the Beis Din's attitude, we are trying to do Nekoma, right? Justified Nekoma. We're trying to give, to be Mesaking the loss of human being? Or is it, because Baruch Hu said, I be arter, rami kirbecha. So l'chayra, this would be a, could be a nafkamina. Right? So we pointed out that there are other Rishonim who respond to the Rashba's kash against the Ri. So the Shita is still a Shita's Rishonim, still exists. Sounds like the Ri was Chayzer, but it still is a Shita that we have to explain.
Even though he was
Chayzer. Yeah, because other Rishonim in the Shita are Miyash of the Ri, so it means they accepted the Ri. What is the Rashba's lashon is that this is a case of it's the kash and the Rashba. The Rashba says at the end, "Hamisa shabole machma shaharegas chaveroi, oishazamam laregas chaveroi bechiha hu darminan misa lazeh v'tashlum lazeh chayiv." So the Rashba clearly holds that Ritzicha should be viewed as not a Kumle candidate. Right? Right. So L'chora, the Rashba will say that here he picks up the din of Rodev. Right? That's the next. We'll come to that now. But old Omer Natam, Dal Korcha Lukule Alma, Misa Lazev Tashlumen Lazev Potter, Tokimle Rabamine, the Potter, Naflum Leosin. All right? The Omer Ri, the Ainer Raya, Dosm Kavim Shavalot, they say in Begufu Isha, Choshev Misa Vetashlumen Le Echad. Now, so. Again, Nukudas HaMachloikis, between the Ri and Minotam. How do we look at V'lo Yosin? Do we look at V'lo Yosin as a case of Misa Lazeh B'Tashlum Lazeh, and therefore Rava has to be an exception for Edom Zayimimim? Or do we look at it as, since it was Guf Echad, so therefore what? So Guf Echad, we would say, no, because it's Guf Echad, so what's it teaching me? Since it's Guf Echad, we will view it as, even though it's Misal Zeh Tashlum Lazeh, we will still view it as what?
Therefore,
so how do we get over the hump? It is. It's a case, even though it's Mises Lazeh V'Tashlum Lazeh, because it's Guf Echad. What would you say?
It's interesting that Yochanan, we play the Baal by the same waters, but that's a big group of fact that's Mises Lazeh V'Tashlum Echad. The woman's Machayev, right? Her group is the one that was what's Machayev the Mama. Granted, the money goes to the Baal, but that's not the Machayev. Her body's Machayev.
In other words, because it's Guf Echad, because the Velad and the mother are Beguf Echad, so therefore it's really, you could say it's Maise Echad, right? You could say it's Nidon Echad, So it happens that the husband picks up the money for the blood. But it is a candidate of Chomle bin Rabba Minei, right? Because of either Maisa Echad or Nidon Echad. What do we say about the Chi of Misa here? Once again, the Chi of Misa is going to be Klape, the woman. Not L'gavi the Rebbeinu Shel. Right? We don't have to go that route. Finally, Tosfos says, V'rivo Oimer. So, what does Rebbeinu Tam disagree with? Why is Rebbeinu Tam accepting that? Rebbeinu Tam says, I have a Gevaldig Araya. Right? A Gevaldig Araya. Awesome. So what's Rebbeinu Tam not accepting about the Guf Echad approach? What's he being chaylik on? No? What did he say?
He defines it as who you pay versus who causes the fit. Meaning the Van Tom saying that Misalazet or Shemalazet is a question of who am I paying back to?
Right.
Whereas the Re is saying it's where did the Chiv come from? So therefore it's all Guf Echad. So it's really Misalazet or Shemalazet.
Okay. How do you determine who the nidon is? Like, who you violated, or who you're awarding a? V'rivo oimer de b'kol mokayim misel azeh v'tashlum lezeh chayiv. V'eved kofus loy v'roidei shiny the nitan latsil l'kol adam v'chayiv misel l'kol ha'olam af l'bala eved l'bala kelim v'lochi choshev misa v'tashlumen. Right, so now the Riva is arguing with Rebbeinu Tam. Right, Rebbeinu Tam thought I have a good raya that Roy Dave is potter from Tashluvin. So that is a din of Komle bin Rabamine. And that shows that even though it's Misa Lazeb and Momin Lazeb, we still will apply the rule of Komle. And the Riva says, no, that's not Misa l'mamin, that's Misa u'mamin le'echad. No, so now we have a machlegis between the Rebbeinu Tam and the Riva as to how to evaluate the din of Roydei. So what's the basis for that machlegis? All right, so I just wanted to map out the various machlegis that have to be explained, but I think we should go right there in... the next sugya to make some more headway.